if Muslim calling God to Allah committing a shirk. According to dictionaries, the meaning of God is, any various beings conceived of as supernatural and immortal, especially a male deity, an idol, or a thing such as statues or your favorite person, a person deified after understanding. Now, let's compare the attributes of Allah. Let's delve into the Islamic understanding of Allah, as described in the Quran, with a focus on chapter 112, Surah Al-Ikhlas, and chapter 2, verse 255, Ayat Al-Kursi. Surah Al-Ikhlas, chapter 112, The Oneness of Allah, translation of Surah Al-Ikhlas, say, He is Allah, who is, one, Allah, the eternal refuge. He neither begets nor is born, nor is there to him any equivalent. Understanding, Oneness of Allah, Surah Al-Ikhlas succinctly affirms the oneness of Allah. It declares that Allah is unique, eternal, and incomparable. No begetting or being begotten. The verse negates the concept of Allah begetting or being begotten, emphasizing that Allah is not born nor does he have offspring. This reinforces the absolute oneness and uniqueness of Allah. No equivalent, the verse concludes by asserting that there is nothing equivalent to Allah. This underscores the transcendence and incomparability of the divine. Ayat al-Kursi, chapter 2, verse 255, the throne verse, translation of Ayat al-Kursi, Allah. There is no deity except him, the ever-living, the sustainer of existence. Neither drowsiness overtakes him nor sleep. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is it that can intercede with him except by his permission? He knows what is before them and what will be after them, and they encompass not a thing of his knowledge except for what he wills. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth, and their preservation tires him not. And he is the most high, the most great. Understanding existence and sustenance, Allah is described as the ever-living and the sustainer of existence. This highlights his eternal nature and the fact that all of creation is sustained by his will. Vigilance and knowledge. The verse emphasizes that Allah neither experiences drowsiness nor sleep. This signifies Allah's constant vigilance and his knowledge, which encompasses everything in the heavens and the earth. Intercession. The verse addresses the concept of intercession, asserting that no one can intercede with Allah except by his permission. This underscores Allah's absolute authority and control over all matters. Kursi. The imagery of Allah's kursi extending over the heavens and the earth symbolizes his dominion and sovereignty. It a metaphorical expression of his encompassing authority. Unlimited knowledge. Allah's knowledge is portrayed as all-encompassing, encompassing the past, present and future. Human understanding is limited and Allah's knowledge is beyond human comprehension. Preservation and greatness. The verse emphasizes that preserving the heavens and the earth does not tire Allah, highlighting his unlimited power and greatness. Attributes of Allah. In both Surah Al-Ikhlas and Ayat Al-Kursi, several attributes of Allah are highlighted. Oneness, Tawhid. Allah is declared as one, with no partners or equivalents. Eternity and permanence. Allah is described as the ever-living, emphasizing his eternal existence. Incomparability. There is nothing comparable to Allah, reinforcing his uniqueness. Knowledge. Allah's knowledge is comprehensive, encompassing everything. Sovereignty. Allah's kursi symbolizes his dominion over the heavens and the earth. Preservation. Allah preserves and sustains all of creation effortless. Authority. Intercession is subject to Allah's permission, highlighting his ultimate authority. Calling to Allah. Calling upon Allah involves recognizing and understanding these attributes, acknowledging his oneness, and turning to him in supplication, gratitude, and worship. Allah, as described in the Quran, is not limited to any gender, object, or human form. The attributes emphasize his transcendence, and his light and power symbolize his illumination and absolute authority. In Islam, the understanding of Allah goes beyond human comprehension, and the verses in the Quran provide a glimpse into his attributes, guiding believers to worship and seek closeness to the Creator who is beyond any similitude.